God, speak to me.
God, speak to me.
Out of your word tonight.
Out of your word tonight.
Give me the ability.
Give me the ability.
To hear.
To hear.
What you personally.
What you personally.
Saying to me.
Saying to me.
I'm listening.
I'm listening.
And I'm expecting.
And I'm expecting.
Great and mighty things.
Great and mighty things.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Open your Bibles to two opening. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 10 for a minute. And then the other opening you want to open up to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The two verses are going to work together in a revelation that the Father wants to have about our help. Matter of fact, in this season, this week, now these words, when I say these words, let the Holy Spirit help you. They may not have been said in the body of Christ before. Health, resurrection cometh to my body now.
Yes.
Health, resurrection cometh, that's personal, to my body now. You got that?
Yes.
All right, now. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, it talks about that I may know him. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And the power of his resurrection. A whole lot of things was involved in that resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his death. If by, the next verse here, by any means what? To the resurrection. And then you know what Romans 8:11 says, right?
Yes, sir.
Look at it, because it holds trivia that we got to be involved in tonight. I'm going to ask you some real strong questions tonight. Question I want to know, can you answer those questions? In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, he says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he does. He that raised up Christ from the dead, and I think about if he raised him up from the dead, he can raise me up from sickness and disease. Shall also quicken your mortal bodies. By his spirit. Now, what a spirit is that dwelleth in you. So your help is on the inside of you.
Uh-huh.
All right? You got it. Okay? Now, here are the questions, and I'm going to rattle off a lot of things. When I was praying about tonight, he says to ask you, and not from a shadow point of view, but I want you to look in the depth of this question. How precious is your help to you? Now, the next question going to make the first question more real. First question, how precious is your help to you? And it should the next question now, church-wise, we can answer it. But life-wise, we can't, because you got to be. You can't be answering something you're not wearing. At large, I'm talking the body of Christ. I'm not saying nobody, you're healthy. You know what I'm saying? But at large, the body of Christ, everybody fighting with something. Including the pulpit. All right. Now, the first question was, how precious is your health to you, right?
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes.
The second question is, do you really know that health is possible to you now? Now, I don't just know how to answer that. Think about it. Do you really know that health is possible to you now? No matter how long you've been dealing with that, how many of your family members have been dealing with it, you've got to come to the revelation from God that health is possible to me now. And you got to hold on to that in your faith. You got to know that. Now the next, some statement I'm going to make that is very important to God. You must take your health over now. Nobody else can take your health over. You must take your health over now. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You must not put your health in someone else's hand without consulting with God. And I wrote, God has provided many to help you, but you must be enlightened about your healthy place. Be enlightened about your healthy place. Now listen to these prophetical words, and I'll start giving you principles on tonight teaching. How many of y'all know that the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom? Jesus himself was a seed. That's why we were able to be sons and daughters of God. I want you to write this down. This is going to make you a little nervous, but that's all right. I want you to be a little nervous tonight. So, seed time and what? Whatever you you just heard what you said?
Yes.
Planting health resurrection seeds in your body on a daily basis. Your body has been seduced and raped by the enemy, and he is given permission to take your health. You're giving him permission. You're sowing him permission. Sickness and disease are two monsters. You have the authority to conquer because they were conquered at the cross. Just let me read this off to you. You listening?
Yes, sir.
I heard this in the spirit. The bombs, like bomb, boom, the bombs of the Holy Ghost is falling on all demonic agenda against my body. The bomb, putu, of the Holy Ghost is falling on all, again, all demonic power or demonic agenda against my body. The glory of my health is released. Now listen very carefully. We must stop all restriction, visitation of the Holy Ghost of health. Anything that was restricting the Holy Spirit from bringing the help, we must stop it. All right, I think I'll go ahead of myself and give you, you want to write this down, how to live in well, W-E-L-L, and bless health. Now, our text is talking about making health a lifestyle. I'm going to give you six or seven things that the Holy Spirit is going to work with you with. Making health a lifestyle. Now, I've asked some questions, and the Holy Spirit has asked some questions and said some things here. We may nonchalantly think we have the answer, but if you got the answer, the results ought to be there with it. Say amen, amen. But I might not want to say amen, but I'm going to say amen because it's amen, it's for amen's answer. Amen. All right. The body of Christ has not been making health a lifestyle. Here's what it's going to take for you to do it. Number one, get these words. Enlightenment. Experience. Exercise. Eating. Expectation. And exposure to people who are living a long, healthy life. They'll tell you why. Listen very carefully. Boy, this is a statement here. I mean, when I heard, remember, all our bodies can be turned or kept in the right direction. The church need to hear this soul. They need to hear it. Church always think they got to have somebody else laying hand on them. No, your healing, your health is on the inside of you. Thank God that we got anointed men and women of God, but the church needs to know about it. They got health already on the inside of them. Say, I'm anointed to be healthy. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, how powerful that is. The Holy Ghost heard that. Oh, yes. You know why he heard it? Look at Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. That same anointing is on the inside of you. But what have happened, we've been, oh my Lord, we've been dealing with a false help, a fake help. It's a well-made help. You're not going to really fully be free from this. That ain't what the Bible said, though. And question yourself about this one. Be willing to operate in held faith and obedience for the glory of God. Well, that's 1 Corinthians 6:19, isn't it? Turn there. You are bought at a price, therefore glorify God. You know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're not your own, you're bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God. Amen.
Amen.
Be willing to operate in held faith and obedient for the glory of God. Now I'll get to the first part of this outline in a few minutes. I'm just getting you ready for it. Helpful living will become exciting when you begin to experience results that you thought you couldn't have. I've been through that. I've been through it with diabetes. Tried my sugar glucose level, tried to be high on me for 27 years. I started eating right in about 2 months. Plum normal. I had to pray. I'm praying. I'm walking with God. But for lack of a better word, we are so spiritually stupid about health. See, I'm talking about myself too. That we pray all night, praise the rest of the day, and still the health don't come through. It's something we're not doing. Yes, And don't y'all ever talk about somebody addicted again to drug. Ooh, they hooked on that cocaine. Y'all shut up. Because an addictor can't talk about an addictor. I mean, just, I talked to a group of men, and I told them about the revelation of sowing and reaping and seed time and harvest. I said, now, what y'all going to put in your body? What you going to put in your body this week? But that's the harvest you get. I don't care how good it is. How many walks you going to take this week? I think, Mildred, you walk, don't you, Mildred? You met with Mildred in here? You walk, huh? How many? 3 miles a day. And she's not 14 either. But I'm in awe of her. Powerful man. Helpful living will become exciting when you begin to experience results that you thought you couldn't have. That's what they're trying to tell us, we can't have it. But there it is right there. I just told you what happened to me. Turn to Jeremiah 33:6 now. Let's walk down these points I got to give you right quick. Jeremiah 33:6. Let's go down this, and I'm going to make a statement. Always, you know, when I make a statement, I get a voice to back me up. You know that. Power. Help, write this down. Help faith. What I say?
Help faith.
Cometh by hearing the word of God on help. Not on healing. On help. We need the healing, but we need the help. Healing is supposed to be healing turned into help if you know what you're doing. Healing don't come. Help don't be coming in every line after 15 times. Now listen, the word of God said in Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it help and cure. Mean you don't have to come back. That word cure, then you don't have to come back. You're healthy, you don't have to come back. You got it. And I will cure them. God said that.
Yes, sir.
And will reveal unto them, see that word reveal, the abundance of peace and truth.
Yes.
Now most in the body of Christ never enjoyed that. Because they think it's normal to be fighting the rest of your life, just fighting. There are so many things you don't know. If you don't know it, you can't do it. Then when somebody teaches you and you're disobedient, you're still not going to get it. What if I call you a food addict? Are you a food addict? Is there something that tastes so good you can't do without it? You're addicted. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I know. See? And you need to hear things like this because the Lord don't want you condemned. He wants you convinced.
Yes, sir.
So there you got it in Jeremiah. You see that, right?
Yes, sir.
It's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Turn to Genesis 43. I mean, it's just scripture after scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all here, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Genesis 43. I'm going to... The scriptures reveals that good help is available at long living. The scriptures reveal
yes.
that good health is available with long living. Here in Genesis 43:26. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare. And he said, is your father well? The old man of whom you spake, is he yet alive?
Yes.
And they answered, thy servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive. And they bowed their heads and made obeisance. So that's the scripture that shows that you can live long and be in good health. Huh? Some of y'all ain't no more than about 40 or 50. Some of y'all are younger than that. But learn this stuff now. Ooh, Jesus, learn. Get a hold of what God has shown us now. Here's a threefold revelation about how we are made, must be meditated and activated. Here's a threefold revelation. Then Psalm 139:14. He used three glorious words. Psalm 139:14. Whew, my goodness. A threefold revelation about how we are made must be meditated and activated. You see it? You understand it? What? I will praise thee. Psalm 139:40. I will praise thee. And look what he said. I'm praising you because I'm fearfully, that's a powerful word, and wonderfully made, models of thy work. Anybody ever study anything about your cells? Or how your body function on the inside? What do and what? I know I didn't know nothing about it too much. You know? But that body, God give us a body. Oh, man. I remember reading a book 10, 12 years ago, How to Stay Young. But they wouldn't tell you the answer. No, you see, because they tell it to you, you're just going to read it. So you had to find it yourself. But the point was, how to stay young is right here in 139:14.
Yes, sir.
Your body renews itself and keep itself healthy if you work with it. So everybody up in here who ever been sick mean we took a wrong turn. Because the body don't put up a sickness. God give you a body that don't put up with nothing coming in there to take it over. Your body, them three words. Look at them three words in that verse. Give me them three words. You see what I'm saying? Those three words describe what type of body God have given us. And somebody will say, well, I thought he's going to preach. It's not spiritual. That's what the hell the problem now. That's the problem. See, yeah, you're going to get all spiritual and sick.
Right.
Hear what I'm saying. Hear apostolically, God is speaking to you that you coming up out of any mess in your body. The Holy Ghost is going to talk to you. He's going to show you how to do it. It is built in you for to be healthy. You designed by God to be healthy all the days of your life. I don't care what nobody else says. I've seen this book. Yeah, God. See, it's a soul problem. You know, you see the end of that verse, say, my soul knows right well. Huh? That's 3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things your prosperity being held, even as your soul prospers. So what I'm having to do is bring prosperity to your soul, that you have enlightenment, that you have understanding, that you can step by step begin to step out and to step in with love, with grace, with no condemnation. So if you want to eat bologna sausage and a pig feet tomorrow, I still love you. Like I used to eat chitlin, hog cracker. I've eaten all that.
Yes, sir.
So that's what you want to do? Ain't my job. My job is to teach you. See, Romans 12, 1 through 3, you need this version, Hebrews 4, 12. So it's 139, 14, Psalm 139, 14, Hebrews, Romans 12, 1 through 3, Hebrews 4, 12. You're going to have those working for you. You're going to have to work, sword of the Spirit, going to work on things for you, and you got to present your body. You got to renew your mind. And you got to work under grace. Lord, I can't do this by myself. I need help. But that's why he gave you the Holy Spirit.
Right.
All right. So all of y'all gonna get well, whether you know it or not. Because you got the Holy Spirit living in you. So let's go right here then. The secret is developing a healthy soul, a healthy mind, a healthy imagination, healthy emotion. You see, that's the secret. So that's 3 John 2, beloved, worship above all things. All right. Psalm 139. Verse 14 again, all right? And then Psalm 103. Look at Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3. That's so powerful.
Yes, sir. Yes,
it is. Almost use that almost every day. Bless the Lord, all my soul.
Huh?
Yes, then them five things he gives them, five benefits he gives us there. Is so powerful, so real. You got it? Psalm 103, verse 1 through 3? Because I'm going to have to go further. I got 4 or 5 more things I can say to you. Turn to Isaiah 53. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get Isaiah now?
Because
I want you to have this point. May the Lord, and I'm going to speak this over you. Stepping into blood flowing health. Stepping into blood flowing health. It says in Isaiah 50, Did I write that wrong? Right? But his wound is for our transgression. It bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Huh?
Yes,
so you're just going to take the last, you're going to take the first part and you're not going to take the last part? See? But remember God says, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. So please don't take this temporary, don't take this as just a Wednesday night. It is something God is aiming to get us to understand that probably none of your family members might not understand. You believe you're going to be healthy? Everybody got to have something good. But it just, they wasn't in this class. We're pioneering places that I can be healthy. Then you want to put Matthew 8:17, Galatians chapter 3:13-14, and 1 Peter 2:24, stepping in blood flowing health. I mean, he died for your health. I'm going to give you a scripture to go with this, but I want you to hear this. God's revelation of how to make your body healthy and how to keep your body healthy is shocking news to the body of Christ. Let me say it again. I'm going to give you scripture to go with it. God's revelation of how to make your body healthy and how to keep your body healthy is shocking news to the body of Christ. Now, who in their right mind don't want to be well? See, but you just got to get past that identity that I can't be. That's normal. That's natural. But in the spirit, you see, now I'm not going to stay here too long because the anointing coming on me now, and I don't want to get too deep in the anointing because I got some more things to tell you. So I'll lose it. See, remember I told you, you got to have, once you experience, once you make some changes. What? That was Dan's son wrote me that sign. What did that sign say on Pantry My Heart? I'm going to eat right. Ignite the power of God in my, huh? Ignite the power of God in me. He said, I'm eating right tonight. Ignite the power of God in me. Dan's son made me that. I got in the hall when I'm going to my house. Think about that a minute. Eating right, ignite the power of God in me. Oh, Jesus. Think about that a moment now. Huh? What's the opposite of that? Ignite the power of the devil in me. I never thought about that. God, I was talking about God revelation, how to make your body healthy and how to keep your body healthy, shocking you to the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6, 19-20, I quoted those voices a few minutes ago. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Hmm? The abundant life and a long, satisfied life must include health. Yes, sir. John 10:10, we prayed about that this afternoon. And Psalm 91:16, you see, I'll satisfy you with a long life. We prayed about the thief stealing, killing, and destroying our health, and that we step into abundant health. We prayed for you, you listening, you online. How many online? We prayed, I had some intercessors here earlier. We prayed about that. We shut that down in your life. And that your health going to come through and you're not going to die ahead of time. Let me go back over this. I could pass it up and could be all spiritual. Sowing health seeds for your health harvest. Now, I'm going to speak for myself. I've eaten many years and didn't know what I was putting in my mouth and what it was doing in my body. All I knew is I wanted to taste. And it's suicide. It's suicidal. The enemy don't want you to know that. See, as an apostle, I don't have to preach to please you. Pastor's trying to hold on to your hook. He said, come here, baby, I love you. No, you need to know the truth. And a pastor need apostles over them to make them preach like they should preach. Don't worry about God. God's going to take care of the ministry. I ain't worried about the ministry. The ministry taking care of. All I got to do is do ministry. Feed his people. That's what he wants. Feed my sheep. Feed my lamb. Don't keep them happy. Let them go home upset some night. But they know the truth. What happened with the truth? She's free. Now, everybody in here, listen to me very carefully. You have a health robe on you. Because you're in the present. And it don't matter how long it takes. Don't worry about that. Just miracles, signs, and wonders just wrap itself around you in the spirit. So the know-how, the wisdom, the knowledge, the enlightenment you need, it's going to be given to you. Listen, child. Just listen for it. Don't be afraid. Just listen for it. Elder, Search for Tomorrow. Y'all ever watch that when you was younger? That's a problem. You're searching for tomorrow. Let's do it today. How many remember Search for Tomorrow? Don't be lying to me up in here. I know that's. Now, you know, it could have been possible we left without this one. Because I'm about to close in a few minutes. Enough. It's a lot of information. Sowing seeds. You got that one about sowing seed?
Yes.
So look at me. Every time you do this, you're sowing that seed and calling me to pray for you. Okay? Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, and begin to search out different ways you can do things, different ways you can satisfy your palate. There's a whole lot of things. I had two steaks today, mushroom steaks. Gorgeous. My daughter-in-law seasoned them things up, had an onion, I just sat back and enjoyed myself. And knew I wasn't killing myself. And had a good taste. Then it looked like steak. So, oh, hallelujah. Now, what have happened, ain't nobody gonna say this with me, our women have got too lazy. I know y'all not gonna smile with me, but this is true. So ain't much cooking going on. Now, here's another one, and it's kind of hard on you tonight, but I got to give it to you. That's the Lord give it to me. You are afflicted because you're addicted to the world set up table. You are afflicted because you are addicted to the world set up table. Luke 16:21 and Psalm 23:5. What table you going to eat from? He desired to eat the crumb from the rich man's table. That's what we've been doing, eating crumb. But then he said, I prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemy. Eating from the enemy. Look at it. You're afflicted. When he told me that, I said, oh, God. You're afflicted because you're addicted to the world set up table. You know the arches, right? Boy, that chicken place, you better not slow up over there. They'll run your tail over. They're ducking in there with all kind of cars. And it looks like they got good sense. They're just like smart people. But I know all them dummies. Say, now, Pastor, you can't. I say I know all them dummies. Because I know what's happening. See? Anybody condemn in here yet? If you condemn, you're not letting me pastor you. I'm not. You know I love you. You know I'm not trying to make you do something just that I got control over you. My job is to enlighten you, not just to excite you. We do get excited sometimes, but enlightenment is so important. Don't be condemned when you put that in your mouth tomorrow. I mean, now, if you know what you're doing,
yeah.
See, And man, sometimes you lose your whole family member, everybody, nobody. That food boy. Cocaine. Ain't got nothing to do with that food. Me too. All I'm telling you, smell. Larry and I are standing across looking at some flowers they put in my yard, and all of a sudden through the air. So Larry, let's go, man. We gotta get rid of Mr. Bartell. Gotta go somewhere else. It's addictive, man. So you got Luke 16, 21, and Psalm 23, 5, right? You got that? I'm going to use in my closing some statements. Stand up. We'll take some statements I made, but I'm going to make them statements. My health, is precious to me. I know that help is possible to me now. I set my heart to take my help over now. I will not put my health in somebody else's hand without consulting God. Now, with the doctors and the nurses, I want to say something to them, to compliment them, that they try to help, a lot try to help. When I said, God has provided many to help you. I said, God has provided many to help me. But I can't help myself. But I must
be enlightened
about my healthy place. Okay. Now, in the name of Jesus, those of you here, those of you online with me, I declare and decree health into your body. The fruit of health flow in your body now. In the name of Jesus. All over the world, right now it's flowing. The fruit of health. Receive it. I know many of y'all have been dealing with the same thing for a long time. Apostle, you don't know what I've been going through. You don't know what mama went through. That's fine. But listen to what the Lord is saying to you right now. The healer is here. I don't want you under condemnation. I want you under conviction that I have a right to be healthy. Now, anybody dealing with diabetes, you heard what I said. Yeah. You eat right, unclog the line, and your body will do the job. With no pills. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, what we deal with Sunday? We deal with kidney, asthmatic conditions. So how many of y'all receiving your health now? See now, how many of y'all know your God big enough to do it?
Yes,
that's why he got me out of your sight, son. I'll talk about your sight. I mean, it just something got to come through.
Yes,
we believe in God. Something got to happen.
Yes,
so always be looking out for your health. In other words, in various ways, God going to manifest himself. But you're going to have to be in, how can two walk together? Get old age off of your mind. You're going to start ossifying. Say it, look in the mirror and say, I'm young. I'm well and blessed. I'm full of light. Come on, son. See, some of y'all still, I got to hold you a little longer. Some of y'all still want to talk that old talk. But I'm going to deal with you right now. I'm going to deal with you right now. There's nothing wrong with living long. But you remember what we read in Genesis? How the old man is?
Yes, sir.
What did he say he was? What kind of help?
Good help.
Not just help.
Good help.
How many of y'all are anointed? You're anointed. Keep that hand up. You're anointed with help. You're anointed with Acts 10:38. God anointed you with the Holy Ghost and power. It's in your body right now. And you're learning some things. I got to go. You're learning some things now. How? Just change something. If you can't change it all. Change something. Live it at a time. Read. Find out. What am I doing here? See. Marla, I'm trying to close. We concentrated on weight so much. It's not the weight, baby. The weight gonna take care of itself. See, if you go on a digest for weight, you ain't gonna stay on it. Because the pig's still in you. So it can't be, you go, your health. You gotta go. See, you gotta kill that pig, and don't eat him. You see my point, right? Yeah. See. Weight is not the problem. It's a health issue. He said, "Well, everybody in my family was large. Go back to the table. Just go back 50 years. Go back to the table. Sit at the table and watch what happened." See. When I was a boy, we hung the hog in the tree. Hit him in top of the head, hang him in the tree, skin him, right, and had everything off of him he had. So I know what you're going through. So if I can get out of it, you can get out of it. I just want you to get out of it younger than I did get out of it. All right. All right, Montreal. You better come up here ducking, Montreal. No. All right. Somebody not clapping. I look at you. You have no idea how much I love you. Oh yeah, look at my daughter. My daughter gave me a terrific testimony. I'm gonna get her to write it down. What happened to her body? And the Lord stepped in and moved it completely out. Do y'all? Do y'all have any idea how much I love you? I don't play no game. I ain't got time to play no game. I see your faces. When I see your face, I pray in the spirit and ask the Lord what it's about. I don't have to be at your house all the time, you up in my face all the time. In the spirit, you know. If emergency come, we can deal with it. You follow what I'm saying? Are we family?
Yes.
When the father comes to the table, you're supposed to listen, you know. You can easily get out of your situation. Because it's just a situation. It's not your life. Anybody ever had pain before? Oh Lord, that's right. Oh Lord. Love got a lot to do with it too. See, you got, you, if you're all upset, angry about every little thing, that's sickness and disease too. Talking to people wrong, talking about everybody, cussing, getting upset. A car pulled in front of you. You know somebody going to pull in front of you. Stay calm. Be blessed. Maybe you're watching too much television. I know I am. I'm by myself, right? Gee, I know I'm not by myself. You stand up here and lie. I'm going to pray for you. I didn't say you can't watch nothing, but I'm just saying, you know. Think a little bit. Think at least 15 minutes at least. How many of y'all blessed? Online, how many of y'all blessed? Did y'all get the message tonight? If my preaching is in vain? Huh? Somebody answer me. Y'all were slow. Now, all on your mind now is the food part. That's that addiction. I ain't going home with you. I ain't got nobody following you. Now the angels are going to look at you. And the Holy Spirit going to be there. Because you're praying about being healthy, right?
Yes.
Everybody want the health, right?
Yes, sir.
You got it. Praise God. You got it.